Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Wow. All right, we'll fix that in post. Whenever the audience clapping doesn't match up with the song, we just put the song in clean. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Welcome to part two of Doug Loves Movies at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. We are still in front of a live audience at Esther's Follies on 6th and Red River. Come on down, if you're hearing this, to see whatever else they do at Esther's Follies. Involves a lot of costumes and wigs and lights that are too hot. Did the lights go back up again, or did we keep them down where we liked them before? Let's turn them down just a little bit. You guys know what I look like. You don't need to see it. It doesn't need to be that bright up here. And let's get my guests right out here. So exciting to have all three of these dudes. They're here to promote and premiere their films Super and Attack the Block. Please welcome, and Paul. Actually, none of these people are in Attack the Block. There were some booking issues and I didn't change my notes. But go see Attack the Block when it opens at a theater near you. Please welcome from Super, director, writer James Gunn and star Rainn Wilson, and from Paul, Simon Pegg. First of all, can the audience get you guys anything to drink? That's how it works here at Esther's. If there's something you'd like, just say it into your microphone.
I'd like a sparkling water with lime. And
I'll have that too.
Okay, two of those.
I want just a regular water.
And a regular water.
Yeah.
What's up, all right, clean?
Shit's getting nuts up here.
Could I get a hot chocolate with some mini marshmallows? Do they have... Seriously.
I don't think they have that here at Esther's.
All right.
But thanks, you guys, for coming here and doing this.
Thank you, Doug.
You have a huge promotional schedule here while you're in town. You just flew in, Simon
Pegg. I didn't even know I was doing this until about 20 minutes ago, to be honest.
Well, I'll tell you, it was quite a journey getting here tonight for this particular panel, because at first it was going to be Ellen Page, who is in Super.
Right, Ellen is in Super. She was supposed to be here tonight. She got the flu very badly a couple days ago. We thought she wasn't going to make it at all to South by Southwest, but but this morning, she at the last minute, she's feeling a little bit better, so she got on a plane, and she's coming here. And she's
so the good
be
news
at
is she's coming
tonight.
Here for the premiere and missed this entirely. That's the good news.
Yeah.
No, but that's great that she's coming. I knew when I heard she wasn't coming that it had to be like because she was sick or something.
Yeah, she was sick.
I think you guys probably had an amazing time making that movie, right? I've met her.
It was
she's
hell,
really cool.
Actually, it was. It was a really difficult movie to make, but we all seem to get along afterwards, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You're a fascinating interview subject, Rain.
I'm like the worst. They didn't warn you. I'm the worst interview subject ever. I'm like on talk shows, I'm terrible.
I don't think you saw my last show tonight.
Hey!
Well, those guys were great, and they're not listening, so...
What? So you're asking us if we had a good time making the movie?
He has to go make $1 million money drop. Well, not a great time making it, but I think that...
Getting along.
I get the impression that you all made it together and are promoting it together and are very happy with
it. Yeah, it really is like James said, like in all seriousness, some movies are just fun as hell to shoot. I've made some really terrible movies in my day, and they've just been so much fun to shoot. Like, we've just had the best time. Super was a pain in the ass. It really sucked. It was low budget, and it was cold and muddy and sweaty, and there's a lot of stinky spandex everywhere. And we had a horrible time, but we all love each other and get along great, and Ellen Page is super awesome, and... So promoting it is really, really cool
and
really fun.
I didn't really, you know, and I find it a lot with movies is that you start, I knew Rain before Super. Ellen, I've actually hung out with a lot more after the movie. A lot of times a movie, you're moving so quickly, and on Super, we were moving especially fast. On a normal film, you do about 12 to 20 camera setups a day. On Super, we did between 45 and 54 camera setups every single day. So we were moving so quickly that there wasn't as much time, especially as a director, to bond with the actors. A lot of it actually happens now, like while we're touring around, hanging out at film festivals, doing all of that, where you really get to know somebody.
Good answer.
Yeah.
We got the worst guest and the best guest on the same panel. It all evens out.
Yeah.
But so then what happened was, my friend Edgar Wright, who's been on the show and is very helpful in getting me awesome guests from time to time, he, when he heard about Ellen, he was like, I'll get Nick Frost to do it. And we were good to go. And then about 90 minutes, 2 hours ago, the verdict came down that Nick Frost was exhausted from all the traveling and promoting that he's been doing.
That's correct.
And I called up Edgar and I go, so Edgar, you're in, man. You got to do it. It's last minute. And he's like, well, I don't have any. This isn't his voice, but he goes, I don't do his voice, but he's like, I don't have anything to do with Super.
I
feel out of place. He's like, I don't have anything to do with Super.
I don't have anything to do with Super.
That is it. And
I don't want to just be hanging on.
I don't want to just be hanging on.
It's quite very whiny. It's like a raptor.
So that's how he got you because he doesn't want to. He didn't want to come on.
Yeah, he just dropped me in the shit. He said, "Go to this bar." And here I am in front of lots of people.
Yeah, go to the place named after Esther Williams, the old-timey swimming lady, and it really is like there's pictures of her out there.
Thanks for promoting our movie.
That's fair. I'm happy to be part of Super.
Will you go on like Leno or something like that?
Sure. I am doing it on Tuesday.
Will you just talk about Super instead?
Yeah, mention it a little bit.
That would be awesome if two people...
I mean, Paul has billboards and shit. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have billboards.
Our movie cost a billboard,
I'll be your billboard.
Quite frankly.
You'll be my billboard?
I'll talk about Super exclusively.
Thank you.
This Tuesday.
This is awesome.
That would be so great. And show a clip from it, too?
Yeah. It was so weird.
You should get everybody you know that's got something coming out to just go out there. And
we should promote each other's movies.
Or switch, yeah.
When are you doing Leno?
Just for fun, on Tuesday night, I think.
Yeah, I'm doing it Thursday.
Would you? Because the movie's out Friday, so you could just give it a quick spin.
Oh, that would be really cool.
All right.
It's going to happen.
That would be really cool.
Well, me and Rain have only just met, so you're going to double cross me and do a double thing on Super. So like, it's going to get Paul's going to get nothing. I know.
It does work out well that you're on second, Rain. That works out.
I sense a double cross here.
We'll get our lawyers into it.
I think if you get away with it, he would follow through. But I think that the people at Jay Leno might say we'd rather you didn't do that.
Do you think?
I'd never have to do that show again.
But also, you have a bigger studio behind yours that's would be more mad at you promoting somebody else's movie.
Universal would kill me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What's the studio behind Super?
IFC Films, if you call that a studio.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's not bad.
They made it. Yeah, that's great that they did it.
They didn't make it. We sold it at Toronto. We went to Toronto Film Festival. A company called Ambush Entertainment financed Super. It's a very low-budget film. Everybody did it for scale. We sold it at the Toronto Film Festival. We're actually the first film sold at the Toronto Film Festival this year. So, we're working on a budget, but it works out pretty well because Super isn't exactly a movie for everybody. There's a lot of dark stuff in it, a lot of violence, a lot of black comedy. And to be able to, put it out in a limited way so that you can make money from the people who actually want to, see something different. It's fun, and we knew
instead of those big studio sellout movies.
Yeah, those big, yeah.
Aliens,
right?
And
with CGI
jokes,
cute
and
creatures, and Seth Rogen voiceovers.
Wait a second, there's
it's
no fun.
Yeah. Amazing, believe me, it's an amazing film.
Which one?
Paul.
Oh, okay.
I told Simon beforehand, in all seriousness, it is actually one of the few movies that I'm very excited about.
I really want to see
it. I'm a big fan of Greg Mottola.
I love the Bible. All of the apostles. I mean,
Greg
Mottola. I mean, no. I mean, it's amazing what they did. Just like spreading the word, spreading the gospel.
You got it.
The road to Damascus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Testify.
It's good.
So Paul opens on what date?
18th of March.
18th. And yeah. And Super opens on April 1st?
We open on April 1st in select cities in New York, L.A.,
half
San Francisco. And then on April 15th, we go wider to most big metropolitan areas.
Except you guys look like you're from Austin.
Can I just say that?
The audience, you mean?
What is that? What is that?
You know we are
like
in Austin,
they're from
right?
Austin. Like, do you remember Richard Linklater's Slacker? Like, you guys look like you walked out of the movie Slacker.
That's racial profiling in a way.
Yeah. But at least it's a huge compliment.
You have succeeded in keeping Austin weird.
So it's be like they're leaning against a wall. These folks, they stood in a line.
Yeah.
These are productive people. She made that thing.
Yeah.
She made
yeah,
an iPad. Trying,
what
hat
is,
hat
name
on
tags.
What is
I like that?
That. What is
well, this
that?
Is some you guys have never been on the show before, so it's kind
of
surprising,
ago.
I'm sure.
Were you in Elizabeth?
No.
You were great in
one
that.
One of the few British people not to be.
So her name is Elizabeth. Everybody has name tags because when we play the Leonard Maltin game, you're going to play for a member of the audience to win.
I want to play for Wurjo.
To win some prizes.
What up?
This guy's name is Wurjo. I'm going to play for him.
Wow, you've already picked
Wurjo?
Somebody.
Yeah.
That's great.
Ross. There's Everyone Ross, loves Ross. Right? Look at that. Two arrows going right at him.
Don't pick him. There's it's too needy. Too you know
needy.
What I mean? Too desperate.
Well, too needy.
That's just fun.
All right, Greg, put it down, man. We can see you.
Yeah, we get it.
Be cool or Rain will hit you with a giant wrench.
That's right.
That's what you do in Super, right? That's your weapon?
Nice segue. Super is...
I can't get ready
Super
for Leno. That's what Leno would do.
So, you got a movie coming out.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Speaking of wrenches, I got a lot of cars.
Want to tell us what we're going to see? No. Have you ever sucked on Leno's chin? Have you ever?
I'd like to.
I've
never seen such a small face on such a big head. That's what scares me about
it. I got it halfway down my neck. And
is there a clip from Super that you're showing on all the talk shows that actually represents the movie? Or because it's probably quite a lot of stuff you can't do on TV.
Yeah, it's been
hard.
It's been very difficult because the movie, again, it's a mix of it's part comedy, part drama, part violent Charles Bronson action film. So it's hard to have one clip that shows, but we've found a couple that work okay.
Yeah. They're all right. But yeah, Super, for those of you who don't know, is...
I don't have a scene where an alien eats a bird. That would be a slam dunk.
That's the winner.
If you had a scene like that, then everybody
that
would
be awesome.
Go out and
we
see
actually,
that
why didn't we do that?
We did. Remember, we originally shot it, and then Paul was coming out. We saw the exact same scene in that.
Right.
So we had to cut it because people thought we would be ripping it off.
The people who made our trailer in the UK put a fart into the trailer without our permission. And there's a scene when Paul just yawns. And we were watching it like, you know, because we kind of get some, we don't get all say. This is left to marketing people who got, when you say, oh, that's terrible, they go, well, look at these numbers, look at these numbers. And you have to go, all right then. And they had a scene and Paul did a yawn and it went like that. And it was like, what the fuck? And there's no fart in the, I don't think there was a fart. Anyway,
that's funny.
I do that to my
but
own
it's
movies.
They think that's what, that will get people in. Farts sell,
that's funny.
Right?
That's funny.
You know what? I wasn't going to see the movie.
Now I am.
The fact that an alien has a gastrointestinal tract exactly the same as ours.
Yeah.
Please. Where's the verisimilitude?
Is that you or Dwight Schrute speaking right now?
That was me. That was me. What was it like shooting your movie, Paul?
Well, Rain.
Thanks for the assist.
It was really good fun, and everyone got on really well, and it was great. We had a huge budget.
That means the movie's going to suck.
Technically, yeah. No, it was a laugh. It was nice because it was like a bit of a hands across the ocean thing because me and Nick, you know, and getting to work with some American people that we
like.
Did
you play Americans in it or
no, we're
Brits
a couple of Brits.
Uh-huh.
We haven't got a great range, so we're just... We kept it what we know, you know?
You just go British to Scotty?
Yeah, I can do
that's
Scottish.
That's your range? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I can go. I can go slightly north of my own town.
Highlands and...
Yeah.
Southlands and
yeah,
Essex.
That's just like you get a bit drunk. And you
can you do
like
Essex
that.
Upon Surrey?
Essex upon Tweed, I can do.
Oh, you can do that?
And
can
Hampshire
you do Northumberland?
Upon... There is a place called North Nibley.
Seriously. Can you do a North Nibley?
No.
He's never gone that Nibley. So,
yeah.
Star Trek 2 is happening? Is that
yeah,
a real
we shot
thing?
It. It's
all shot
fucking
and done?
Amazing. It's yeah, it's out. There's a special screening of it tonight.
Already?
Yeah.
No, there isn't.
No, we haven't.
No screening
no.
tonight.
It's apparently, as far as I know, it's being written and we'll shoot it in the summertime. That's what I've heard. That's all I know. They're very okay. tight-lipped. They don't tell you anything.
That was all I was looking for. I want there to be more.
It
was
there
that
is.
That was my least favorite thing about that movie is that there isn't more yet.
Well, you ask a lot.
Come on, you guys. I want more now.
Well, yeah. It's hopefully soon.
All right.
Do you know that DeForest Kelly and I have the same birthday?
Get away.
I'm serious.
What a great fact.
But I think he seriously wants you to get away.
All right.
You say get away instead of get out? That's awesome.
Yeah, get away.
Oh, I'm going to start doing that. That's so much better.
Get away, mate.
That's right.
Get away, bloke.
Come on, don't Notley English. We gave you your job.
And it's true. Thank you.
Ooh, ooh.
Uncalled for, uncalled for. Totally uncalled for.
We gave you rock and roll.
True. Freedom, that kind
That's
of
a
shit.
Good point.
Yeah. Freedom from the Nazis.
Super is
little things, little things.
Super's a good movie. It's really funny.
Let me ask you this about Super, James Gunn, writer director.
Yeah. How come you don't ask me anything about Super?
I don't have to ask you anything.
I'm really depressed right now.
Trying to move the ball around. But James, did you cast any of the girls from Scream Queens in Super? Or in anything that you've done?
No, I have never... I didn't cast any of the girls from Scream Queens in Super. However, one of them makes an appearance in Helpful Bus, the PG porn episode with Craig Robinson from... The Office, but I think that's the only thing that...
You have a series on the web called PG Porn?
PG Porn, yeah. It's pornography for people who love everything about porn except the sex. You know, when you're sitting and you're watching a porn movie, you're really enjoying it. It's got great, you know, production values and a fantastic story and great acting, and all of a sudden they put in that fucking, you know, gross sex that takes you out of everything. PG Porn is for the people who really like that stuff in between.
It sounds great. How many episodes did you do?
We did 7 episodes. Every episode features a mainstream actor like Nathan Fillion or Craig Robinson and an actual porn star like
Sasha Gray,
Jenna Hayes, Sasha Gray, Belladonna. The one Brie Olson who's like the goddess now. She was in Helpful Bus and she seemed like a really normal girl and now she's living with Charlie Sheen and yeah.
That sounds great. I might slip and just watch their actual porn now that you mention how awesome they all are.
That's what I found it leads to a lot, actually.
But that is a funny premise. And where do people go to see it?
People can go to jamesgunn.com to see all of the episodes are put together there. Yeah.
Gun with two N's.
Spike.com or, jamesgunn.com.
Right on. None of you have heard the podcast before, so this is going to be interesting because we play a game on the podcast called the Leonard Maltin game.
Okay.
And I'm just going to have to walk you through it.
Cool.
Because the listeners they'd never let me hear the end of it if I didn't make you guys play it. And okay. I think you'll be good at it.
Cool.
We're game.
Do you know, Simon, do you know like actors' names?
Some.
Because, you know, Edgar Wright, of course, is great at this.
Yeah, because he's like a little fucking, isn't he? He's a high.
Well, you guys are friends, right?
Nerd. Yeah, we're very good friends. We were.
No, I knew you were kidding. I make fun of when he says corridor. But it's a fucking hallway, Edgar. So, he's around here somewhere. I just couldn't get him on the show. All right, I got to pull up my...
He's doing Press for ATB with Nick and Joe.
Yeah, yeah, Attack the Block that I accidentally mentioned at the top of the show and would like to mention again, because Nick Frost is in it.
Yes, he is.
And it's about aliens attacking a block.
It's like, you know, I don't know what you guys call them here. We have hoodies at home. They're like little... they're like Urbits. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Little kids that wear hoods that are naughty, angry.
Like hobbits?
Hobbits, yeah, yeah. But antisocial hobbits.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's like aliens versus...
Homeboys. Yeah.
Yeah, but kind of our version, which are like Council Estate little, which is like a project.
Right.
This is just taking a lot of fucking explaining, isn't it?
We're not even in this movie.
Why are we
promoting this movie? Super is an awesome movie. Kevin Bacon is really good in it.
I heard that, did he like lose weight or something? Like they say he's skeletal in it.
He's ridiculously skinny.
Yeah, Kevin does this weird type of exercise. He just exercises all the time. He does something called...
Super slow.
Super slow, right.
It's called slow.
They work out like it takes them like 10 minutes for each, you know, lift or something. And he's really
each one you lift it 6 degrees. I've heard about that.
He said that one of the...
Very nice. Touche.
One of the reasons he...
But he says he has a super slow coach. It's like... I'll coach you. Just go really slow. Just like, good. No, too fast. Keep going. No. Slow it down. Good. Keep going up. No, you got to keep lifting it. No, slow down. How hard could that be? He's not even listening. He's texting his mom.
Yeah, where we shot in Shreveport, Kevin said one of the reasons he wanted to do the movie was because one of the biggest super slow guys in the world lives in Shreveport, Louisiana, where we shot, which made me feel real good about my script.
But he's amazing. One thing that he's so great in the movie because he's been in 157 movies, but you've never seen him in like he is in Super. I mean, he's this coked up, sweaty, sleazy, freaky dude, but that is impossibly charming at the same time. And you've never seen Kevin Bacon play a role like this before. And if you're just a Kevin Bacon fan, it's a treat to watch him.
All right, because I wasn't sold until you said that. Now I'm in. Now I'm gonna go. No, I'm going to see it tonight. It's at 10 o'clock tonight, right?
Yeah, you're going?
No, you're not on the list.
Oh.
Sorry, you couldn't get in.
I could confuse them. I did a movie called Super High Me that premiered at the same theater a few years back.
Yeah. And,
I'm so excited that we're going to be next to each other, like on Blockbuster shelves, if those exist anymore.
Yeah.
And in alphabetical listings, it'll be like Super, Super High Me, Superman.
That's great.
Yeah, that'll be great. All right. But I wasn't texting anybody. I play the game off of the phone.
Okay, here we go.
I use my Leonard Maltin app on the phone, and my iPhone has been acting really weird lately. It just shuts off, and I got to turn it back on every time. I don't know what that's about.
Wow.
It just did it again.
It's a great story. Keep going with that.
This is scintillating stuff.
No, I gotta
save that for Leno. I understand you've been having some problems with your phone recently.
What? All right, so each of you need to pick somebody you'd like to play for in the audience. Pick a name tag that speaks to you, that you think
Gimli.
Is...
Grimly.
Particularly...
How do you pronounce your name?
You, lady.
Moises, okay.
Just go get the name tag from the person
what
that you're going to play
again?
For. Go grab
Wurjo.
It.
Wurjo, come here, buddy.
I'm firing up my
What's your
iPhone.
Name? Wurjo.
Vanessa.
Is that right?
Yes.
I got it.
So how do I say it, then? What?
Who'd you got, Simon?
Virio.
Vanessa.
I got Vanessa.
Simon's playing for Vanessa and
Virio.
Virio.
not Wurjo.
Not Wurjo.
As we originally thought.
What, is it Moises or Moises. Moses?
Moises. Moises.
Moises.
Accent on the ses. Moises.
All right. I use my Leonard Maltin app from my phone to play this game. What's essentially going to happen is I'm going to let one of you choose between some categories, some genres of film, and then you will select which one you want to play, and then I'll give you some choices of years, and you'll pick a year. And then from there...
You're gonna totally win at this game.
James Gunn might be pretty good at this. Yeah, he might be good at this.
I'm not.
But it's also tricky, though. Like, it's a very difficult game, and that's part of the fun.
Simon's going to be picking social realist films from the early 1960s.
Uh-huh.
He's going to get screwed.
I don't have any categories that highfalutin. I have a category, Ernest Goes to Movies. That nobody ever wants to play. But let's start with Simon, though. Let you pick the first category.
All
so
right.
Ernest Goes to Movies, or... Super movies, that's movies with the word super in the title.
Nice.
Or, and also a tribute to Super, because I didn't know until the last minute you
Forget
were going to be here. I should have put alien movies in here. Comic book movies. So your choices are comic book movies, super movies, or Ernest Goes to blank.
I have never seen
an
or
Ernest
heard
movie?
Of an Ernest movie.
Oh, dude.
I'm sorry, I was brought up in a third world country.
You.
Give me a break.
I'm sure Jim Varney never watched Spaced.
it's
a two-way street.
So I'm going to go with, let's go with super movies, because we're here with the guys from Super.
That was very gracious. That was very gracious.
And maybe I can quickly whip up a movies with the word Paul in the title.
Well, there's Paul.
The pallbearer.
Good one.
You're always making David Schwimmer movie jokes.
Okay, Simon, would you like a movie that's got the word super in the title from 1972, 2002, or 2007?
I'm going to go with 2002.
Okay. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2.5 stars. It might be a 3 or 3.5-er, in my opinion. I'm going to give you a couple clues from his review. Then I'm going to tell you how many actors he lists, because he always lists a pretty big number of actors. And then you guys are going to bid, and how many names you think it would take you to guess the title of this particular movie, going from the bottom of the cast list up. So the smaller roles up to the lead.
Okay.
So it's, you want to get the bidding down as low as possible, because then it's really difficult. And here are your clues. I just pick a couple of things out of the review. He calls it... gleefully raunchy, and he says it's anarchic. I'm pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
It's anarchic.
It stars anarchic. Is that who's...
Yes, anarchic is in this movie.
Right, she's great. Very
she's
good.
Terrific.
Yeah. 2.5 stars, 2002, has the word super in it, and there are 9 names. So how many names do you think you'd have to hear? You can open with a bid of 9 names. Or you can bring it down a little bit as we throw it to James Gunn. And then he has to either bid less than you or ask you to name that movie.
I'll go for 4.
4 names, Whoa. He says. So, James, you could go 3, 2, 1, or 0, or say name it.
3.
All right, now we go over to Rain.
Name it, motherfucker!
Oh, shit! So it's got super in the title, that's the thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I can give you the clues again. Leonard gave it 2.5 stars. I don't really agree. He says that it's anarchic, and also said something else about it.
Okay.
Oh, he said it was gleefully raunchy.
Gleefully raunchy.
Yeah, and it's from 2002, has the word super in it. And
okay.
You get 4 names?
I got 3.
3 names, sorry.
Right?
Yeah. Your 3 names are Paul Soler.
Oh, great.
Soter, S-O-T-E-R.
That's the first name?
Yeah. It's at the bottom of the 9 names.
Oh, it's at the bottom?
Yeah, we're reading our way up now.
Oh, shit. I thought we were starting from the... Okay.
Yeah. See, that's why it's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. I think Simon needs to name it.
No, then the next name is Kevin Heffernan. And then the third name is Steve... I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's Lemmy, like L-E-M-M-E. Does that help you at all?
Oh, no.
So it looks like Rain's going to get the point unless you pull something out. Just name any movie that has the word super in it, and you might get it.
2002.
From 2002.
That's... I was going to say that movie Super Troopers. That's not it. Okay, I'll say Super Troopers.
You're going to go with Super Troopers?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No. But I'm sure I'm going to go with that. Yeah.
Because that's the correct answer.
Hey! Can I ask, the 2007, was that super bad?
It was.
Fuck it!
Yeah, Paul was directed by Greg Mottola, who directed Superbad, so that would have been fun for you to pick that one, but you didn't.
I'm pointing at him, you're gratitude.
Moises. Okay. So Rain got the point. Or no, James got the point.
I get a point.
And we'll start over here.
I only get one point?
Huh? Yeah, one point for that. We're playing first person to two wins.
Okay.
So the pressure's on for everybody. But since Rain said name it and James did, we'll start here with Simon since he couldn't win or lose on that one. And you get to pick again. Would you like movies that I saw last year at South by Southwest? You know me pretty well, so you could probably do pretty great with that. It's Aaron Eckhart's birthday today, the day that we're taping this. So Aaron Eckhart motion pictures that he's in. And I got to keep doing this category because people love it. Charlie Sheen. The motion pictures of Charlie Sheen.
Are we bored of him yet, or should I... What are you... Bored?
Oh, wow.
Let's go. Well, let's happy birthday, Aaron Eckhart. Let's do that one.
Okay. I thought I put three movies in here, but I only put two in. But your choices are 2000 or 2008.
Oh.
Mumble.
2008. No, 2000.
Okay.
I shan't be swayed. I shan't.
3 stars from Leonard Maltin. I don't have a problem with that. He calls it energetic, which I do have a problem with. I don't remember it being particularly energetic. And then he also says that a real life person that you would know that's not an actress plays a waitress in the movie. And there have people like. <"Nah." laughs> 3 stars, 2000. Aaron Eckhart's in there somewhere. He's somewhere in the cast.
Can I just name it?
No, you could.
Can I just name it?
You get to start the bidding. No, hang on, Rain.
One.
No, you could say zero.
Zero.
If you think you can get it in zero names.
Negative one.
Zero. And that,
whoa. You've never heard this, but this is how we play.
Yeah.
Now in negative one names, it's going to go. James is going to be next in line. actually, we're going the wrong way now. It was James is supposed to be next. What do you want to do?
He said
zero. If you go negative one, you have to name from the top of the cast list, the top billed person. And if you go negative two, you'll have to name the top two people. Oh. Or you could just or you could just make him name it.
I want Simon to name it.
Okay, Simon, name that movie.
Aaron Brockovich.
Zero names. Aaron Brockovich, that's right.
Did you
knew it too?
We could have gone, what? Julia Roberts, Aaron Eckhart, Albert Finney.
See, Albert Finney, you would have won because I forgot that he was in that movie.
Well, then it's fat. It's fat.
Yeah. It would have gone Julia Roberts, Albert Finney, then Aaron Eckhart as her long-haired boyfriend. All right, that was a good one. So who got that point? What happened there?
Simon.
So Rain has a point. Simon has a point. No, James has a point. Simon has a point. Rain.
Got nothing.
Poor word, Joe.
But you get to pick this time, Rain.
It's not a sequel to
you
Cujo,
get to decide. Would you like Esther Williams films?
Rainn Wilson films.
Would you like... I'm just kidding. I wouldn't... They're all called Swimming on a Sunday or whatever. my friend Sam Levine, he's actually celebrating a birthday today, and I said, do you want to pick a category for me to play on the show? And he said, sure. So he wants me to suggest to you guys films that Catherine O'Hara is in. Yeah, she's good. And then let me give you two more categories. The Great Bryan Cranston, movies that he's in. Oh, and this is a fun one. Pullman Paxton. That's movies that have either Bill Pullman or Bill Paxton.
Pullman Paxton.
Oh, here we go. Pullman Paxton. People fucking love Pullman Paxton.
I can never remember which one is which, so I'm going to totally...
You really can't?
I can't. It's like Big Love has Bill... I don't know, one of them. I don't know, maybe.
Big Love is Paxton.
Big Love is Paxton. Okay. They're both so beefalicious.
Independence Day is Pullman, but I'm not going to say any more. I'm not going to name any of these movies I have here. So would you like a Paxton or Pullman from 86, 93, or 96? Oof, yes. Decisions, decisions.
What year again?
86, 93, or 96. Everybody's muttering. They're all figuring out what they think it is.
86.
I love when people in the audience try to sway.
What is it again?
Eerie picks.
86,
83, or 96. That was right, right? No, 93, 86. I see what you're doing. 86, 93, 96. All 1900s.
96.
Okay.
Is that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
3 stars from Leonard. Might be a tad generous. He calls it a wild ride. And he says it was written by a dude and his wife. A couple wrote this movie. They were married to each other. Those are terrible clues, and that's the point. And there are 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Rainn Wilson, Pullman Paxton?
6.
It's a good opening bid. Which way are we going? It's Simon's turn, right? Yeah, Simon.
One.
All right, so James Gunn, you can go 0.
I have no idea, so you're going to have to name it.
All right, name that movie with just one name.
Does this mean you win if you get this, right?
If he gets this, he's the winner, yeah.
And if I get it, if he doesn't get it, I win.
Oh, it's everything, isn't it?
Oh.
I wasn't treating it anywhere near as seriously as this, and I've probably...
Do you have a strong feeling what it is?
No.
All right, I'll give you your one name.
Go on, then.
Because that might help.
Yeah.
It's Jake Busey. Doesn't look like it helped.
That actually...
Titanic.
Oh.
Which one was in Titanic?
Paxton.
That's right.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
That should just be a game where I just name movies that those two guys were in. You have to... Independence Day.
Pullman.
Yeah, I said that earlier. What was that good one that Pullman was in with Ben Stiller?
Zero
Effect. Did you ever see that?
I did.
It's good. Okay, do you have anything, Simon?
I was going to go with Twister.
That's correct.
Yeah! Oh! Wow.
You and me, Vanessa. All the way.
Here you go. Sorry, dude.
And when I say all the way, I mean all the way. Yeah.
Who are you playing for?
Vanessa.
Vanessa over here? Okay, Vanessa, you're going to win some awesome prizes. Normally, I have the guests bring stuff for me to give away, but you guys...
You really should fly to L.A. for the Paul premiere.
Yes!
You really... I mean, if you were...
Well...
If you were really... If... Gracious.
Yes. I would. Yeah. And I would. I definitely would.
That would be like a much better prize than what I have in here. I have a copy of one of my CDs, of course. I brought a copy of Inception because I thought Ellen was going to be here.
Oh, it's great.
And why don't the three of you sign this copy of Inception?
Fantastic. I'll be Leo. Back to be Leo.
Go ahead and sign that. And then I always bring some Woot Monkeys.
Was Morgan Freeman in there?
People love Woot Monkeys.
She was with
What do you want to be? You called Leo.
Yeah, I got Leo because I was first.
I'll be...
I want to be Tom Hardy. Are you going to take Tom Hardy?
I'll be Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, okay. He's good.
He just put them all in the next Batman movie, right?
Yeah.
It's just going to be like... It's just going to be just like Inception. Batman's going
to... Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Then Commissioner Gordon's going to run around in his head with no pants on. All right, there you go. Let's put it in the bag of gifts for Vanessa.
She can have my bottle with DNA on it.
All right, there you go.
Vanessa, if
you can make a baby.
You can clone me.
If you're in LA on Monday, by any chance, are you in LA on Monday?
Where are you from?
Just fly her out on your jet, on the Universal jet.
She lives in Austin.
Well, it's broken. Well, I was just going to say, if you were in LA on Monday, you could be very welcome at the Paul premiere. Yes.
Or tomorrow?
That's what I mean. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, just get her into the screening here.
Right. That's a done deal then.
And maybe like...
Claire!
Maybe like dinner before or something like that.
Yeah, dinner. Just like,
dinner, you could go over to
the... Do you like dancing? Greek sculpture? We could make a day of it. All right, you're on. Yeah? All right.
Breakfast tacos the next morning.
Uh-huh. How do you like your eggs in the morning?
With the song. That's how I like them.
I never knew I'd get...
Oh, I just got a text from Edgar Wright.
Oh, what is he saying?
Let's see what he has
How's
to say.
How's Simon doing? Is Simon all right?
Simon's there, right? No, he's in the corridor. You guys want to play one more round for fun? We got a couple more minutes.
Yeah,
yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Because you're all really good at it. This is awesome. Usually, you know, people don't
Ring
know
wasn't too good.
Don't know anything.
No, he had got zero that points. One.
I knew it was Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah.
You didn't,
yeah,
I didn't.
It's all a timing thing.
And probably with six, I would have guessed
Twister.
Particularly
with Jake Busey.
It would have been like
bottom.
Philip Seymour Hoffman and then the chick and the other guy.
Punk. Yeah,
and
the would chick. Have been like...
All right, so let's let you pick a category, Rain. Would you like Bryan Cranston? Someone's allergic to that category in the audience. comic book movies or Catherine O'Hara as supplied by Sam Levine?
I can't win any of those. Comic book movies, he'll win. I don't know a single movie Bryan Cranston's ever been in. So Catherine O'Hara movies.
All right. I gotta pull up.
Courtesy of Sam Levine.
Sam texted me this. Have you guys worked with Sam?
I know Sam.
I met Sam.
He's a good little man.
Yes.
Freaks and Geeks.
He's a great tiny fella.
Great show.
He just turned 29 today, and he's still getting cast as a high school student. It's awesome. I gotta find. He texted me all this stuff. I gotta find it.
Take your time.
Oh, here it is. I got it. Okay. Rain, would you like a Catherine O'Hara movie from 1990, 1994, or 2002?
2002.
Okay. And Sam already picked out the things from the review for me to say. It got 2 stars from Leonard. Leonard calls it lumpy.
How can a movie be lumpy?
This one is. When you hear it, you're going to be like, yep, you're lumpy. He says it turns serious and sincere towards the end to no great effect. Nice try, film. And there are 13 names listed in this 2002 movie that has Catherine O'Hara in it. How many names do you think you can get it in, Rainn Wilson?
Six.
Six names. We go to Simon, right?
Well, I'm going to say name it.
Oh.
Oh.
Is it this exciting?
Call my bluff.
Really?
I have no idea.
Okay, but it's 6 pretty good names.
Okay.
I mean, I think they're helpful names.
Okay.
Leslie Mann, George Murdoch, Lily Tomlin, Chevy Chase, Dana Ivey, Gary Marshall. That I sort of said with a Gary Marshall voice.
You kind of said
but it's
it in
more
a
like Penny
Marshall.
Jinx, Coke. Okay. Do you have any idea? Lily Tomlin's a good clue. Chevy Chase, of course, in a smallish role in 2002.
Chevy Chase? Has he done a movie in the last 20 years?
Well,
no,
this,
I'm not dissing
this
on
one.
Him, but...
Yeah, he did this one.
2002?
Yeah, yeah. Do you have an idea, James?
No. Is it I Heart Huckabees?
I like the way you said it. And Lily Tomlin is in that.
That's
right. Yeah, yeah. I don't think Catherine O'Hara's in that, but no. This is a tough one. Let me give you another one.
Yay!
That was not only is it a tough one, I think we played it on the show recently. It's Orange County. Orange County.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but let me give you the 1991. All right, 2.5 stars, wildly successful. The film has its ups and downs. You just said it was wildly successful, Len. And then, this is my favorite, there's a climactic scene. And there's 10 names.
Les Liaisons Dangereuses?
Catherine O'Hara movie from 2002. How many names do you think you can get it in?
Wait. 2002? 1990.
Oh, sorry, 1990. I don't care. No, it's 1990.
I was in
2.5 stars, has an ending.
I was in junior high. I don't... I'm just kidding.
Paul!
Five. Paul!
It's a fart a minute.
I'm going to go see that yawning, farting movie. Who doesn't yawn fart? Okay, how many names did you say?
Five.
Five? All right, Simon?
Four.
Four. James?
Wait, how many names are there overall?
10. It's down to 4. You'd have to go with 3.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Name it.
All right.
This is going to be rough.
Go on.
If you had 4 names, you'd have a shot at getting this, but I think with 3 names, it's not... Because I don't know any of these people. Devin Rattray, Angela Gothels, and Billy Bird.
Home Alone.
Really? That's why.
Wow.
What? How did you?
Wow.
I'm like.
You warlock.
It's Edgar. It's Edgar. That's
what
hanging
do you mean
around
it's
with
Edgar?
It. It's Edgar hanging around with Edgar. That's what it is.
But what name gave that away?
Catherine O'Hara in 1990, to be honest.
Very, very nice.
I just
nice.
Wanted to look cool.
Now, for the two players that you guys played for, who are the you two lost, Rain and James? For your people that you played for, at the end of the show, what I do is I call someone a shithead on their behalf as kind of a consolation prize. So I'm going to go ask them who I should call a shithead. You guys just talk amongst yourselves into the microphones. Remind us again the release dates of your projects.
So tell us about Super. When's it out again?
April 1st, and then it kind of is a platform release, and then it goes out in other cities after that every weekend.
And you've seen the finished film. How do you feel about it, honestly?
I think it's really fucking great.
I've got a feeling it's going to be.
Are you...
I'm a fan of both of
you. You can't go tonight, though.
I can't go tonight because I've got an Attack the Block thing to do. I would go.
We'll have a premiere in L.A. on the 21st. Are you around?
Well, I'd like to come because I like you guys ever such a lot. And I love Ellen Page as well. And, you know, and I've been looking forward to it. I can honestly say, in all seriousness, I've been sort of tracking it and looking forward to it. So,
cool.
It's not a joke, it's serious.
Oh,
so there you go.
That's nice.
Thanks.
Now tell him
Leonard
how
Malton
shitty you think
it.
His movie
is. Fuck Leonard Maltin.
Yeah, well, you know.
He's got opinions.
He's got opinions. We'll see. He might like it.
I think Greg Mottola has one of the best track records of any. I mean, he's directed 3 movies, all of which are fantastic films, in my opinion.
He's a great guy, Greg.
I'm
as
very
well.
Excited about him.
Yeah, he's done a great job.
You've directed 2 films.
True, yeah.
All of them fantastic.
That's true.
And wrote one of my top 5 zombie movies. No offense, Simon.
As long as I'm in that, too.
No, you're seriously, Dawn of the Dead and Shaun of the Dead are 2 of the best zombie movies ever.
Thanks.
The only The only ones that are better are the ones that invented the idea, and they're not even necessarily better, but those are my other...
I was in
know,
a zombie
Living
movie.
Dead, Dawn of the Dead.
My super ex-girlfriend was kind of a zombie movie.
Oh, you mean it was four zombies?
Yeah,
exactly.
and starring zombies.
Zombies yeah. are the demographic.
All right, well, thanks a lot, you guys. Let's hear it for these wonderful guests.
Thank you.
James Gunn.
Thank you.
And Rainn Wilson from Super.
Come to
Simon Pegg from Paul. Let me get a picture of you guys as the end titles play.
10 o'clock tonight at the Paramount. Come on down, you guys.
Oh, yeah, come see it tonight. I'm going to get a picture of these guys. And as always, Julia Roberts is a shithead. And Dave Foley's first wife is a shithead.
His viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves.